Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
High gas and electricity bills keep coming and the government credits are gone for now. So where is the best value to be had in terms of utility bills? Cost of living columnist with The Examiner, Katrina Redman, joins me now. Welcome back, Katrina.
Good morning, Brendan. Oh, goodness, I should say this afternoon.
Good afternoon. So listen, Pinergy was the first company to announce price cuts the last month that kicked in yesterday. No one else has done any since, no?
No, and it's a 9% reduction in their standard unit rate. But their prices are still amongst the highest in the market, so I wouldn't necessarily say they're the best value. It's a difficult calculation. Like, everybody uses energy differently. How I'd use energy would be different to how you would, different family dynamics. So it's very difficult to say that that Pinergy is the right fit.
Yeah.
And I think that it's important that people realise that they have to be responsible for their energy prices. They need to stay on top of them, to shop around and to be aware of how they're using their energy. I think it's really important.
Okay, so let's talk about options. So if you're a new customer, if you're switching, so let's say for dual fuel, gas and electricity with one provider. Obviously, again, as you say, it's apples and oranges for different people. But in as much as we can, what are the good deals out there?
So there's varying different discount levels. So it's crucial to say that the single quickest way that you can save on your energy bill is to check and see if you're in contract or not. If you're not okay. In contract, get yourself into a contract. And when you're in a contract, then you can go and take a look for a discounted rate. So if you're not in a contract, and the statistics say that over 60% of people, in and around 60% of people in Ireland, are outside of contract.
Really?
And they're going to be, it's bonkers. People get kind of, the people who change and who switch is a much lower figure than the people who stay where they are. And people get complacent. They like dealing with their suppliers. Suppliers are lovely. Certain suppliers they've been with for years. They've got this customer loyalty and they're on the standard rate. And the cheaper rates then come with discounts ranging between 8 and 10% if you're going onto a variable rate. And then Flowgas Ireland have a fixed rate, which is significantly cheaper than their standard rate. So it all depends on what your needs are.
So with Flowgas, you can get a fixed price like for the next 12 months. So if there is any movement upwards, you won't pay it.
Yeah. Now, it doesn't protect you from downward moves. So if the prices start dropping, then you're going to be stuck on that fixed rate for 12 months.
OK, so but how good a fixed rate is it, Katrina?
Well, comparing their dual fuel standard rate at the moment, it's 21.4 cent per gas unit rate. But on the fixed 1 year rate, it's 11.77 cent. So it's nearly 10 cents. It's nearly half.
Wow. OK.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that would lead us to believe as well that they're obviously expecting prices to go down substantially over the next year, doesn't it?
Well, I think electricity prices are going to go down, but the cost of natural gas is going to stay relatively high. And that's because natural gas is what's being used to generate electricity. It sounds counterproductive, but here we are.
Yeah.
So the cost of natural gas and the home heating, I think home heating bills that have come in into people's letterboxes over the last couple of weeks have been fairly shocking. I know mine was. So that's where you start getting worried about, you know, what your bills are going to be like. And is that going to continue? And that is a worry.
Okay, so that's it. Flowgas. Any other dual fuel bundles that you would point out to us?
You see, there are plenty of dual fuel bundles out there. There's a dual fuel bundle with SSE Electricity, and they have an electricity unit rate of 41.01 cents and a gas unit rate of 12.121 cents, and that gives you an estimated annual bill of €3,450. And interestingly, Flowgas's in estimated annual bill is in and around that range, and all of the companies who have dual fuel bundles have an estimated annual bill after discount of in and around 3,450 3,475. That's 3,475 is with Electric Ireland. So it really is a case of shopping around to find out what's best for what you're going to use it for.
Okay, so then that involves going to one of the websites and kind of trying to put in your usage, is it?
So option one is to shop around, and that literally means going to each of the suppliers' websites and figuring out which is the best for you. And honestly, who has the time for that? So there's two websites that are endorsed by the CRU, that's the Commission for Energy Regulation, and they are bonkers.ie and switcher.ie. And they're the only websites that have been approved by the CRU for price comparison purposes. So there might be others out there, but they might not necessarily display all your options that are available to you.
Okay.
So if you are thinking about switching and you want to see where you're going to get the best value, I highly recommend using one of those websites. And I'm not affiliated with either.
Yeah, okay. And listen, cheaper tariffs, you're saying, are generally if you sign up to a direct debit and to e-billing, that's get your bill by email.
Yeah, so you will generally get a slight discount for either of those. It tends to be about 1% for direct debit and 1% for e-billing. And people can be a little bit funny about direct debits, and I can understand why. Because when you get a big bill and then it falls due between 10 and 14 days after the bill arrives, and you think, oh my God, how am I going to find the money to pay this bill? I have a little bit of a trick. So there's two options open to you. The first one is that all of the suppliers have to offer a level pay or a budget plan. And what they do is they calculate out how much energy they think that you're going to use over the 12 months. And then they divide it by 12. And there's a standing order style direct debit comes out of your bank account every month. So you're paying the same amount, even though you might be using less energy during the summer. You're still paying the same amount, which is fantastic from a budgeting point of view. And it's really helpful, and it stops you from having large direct debits taken out of your account at awkward times. I mean, who wants a large direct debit getting taken out?
Okay, then so Katrina, go on.
And then the other option is that all suppliers are obliged to offer card payment services on their website. So for me, I can sometimes get paid sporadically because I'm freelance. So what I do is when I do get paid, I take my bank card and I put money off of my account on the website. So when the bill does come in, it doesn't get taken out by direct debit.
Okay, so you're smoothing it out that way. Listen, Katrina, just briefly before we finish up, are the days of switching and getting a substantial discount, are they gone for good, or could we see that coming back in again as the year goes on?
I think that the standing rate, like the standard rate of electricity and gas, they're going to stay at the same level, but the discounts might improve. This time last year, the major suppliers were offering in and around 20, sometimes as much as 28% of a discount, which was fantastic for those of us who managed to snap them up at the time. But they're only offering between 8 and 10% at the moment. So there is the potential for them to offer more discounts. For example, Electric Ireland has that they're dropping the prices for business customers recently, but they're not passing that discount, the lower prices on to residential customers for various reasons. Yeah. But there is a chance that they will start dropping or increasing their discounted rates to us.
So the switcher game could be back on later in the year, we would hope. Okay, Katrina Redmond, thank you very much for that, as always.